This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester has secured $24 million to expand Bozeman's Kagi Boulevard, one of the busiest roads near Montana State University's campus. Kagi Boulevard will soon undergo a makeover as a result of funding that Senator Tester secured to reconstruct the road. Tester secured more than $24 million in rural surface transportation grant funding to reconstruct Kagi Boulevard by widening lanes, creating a multi-use path, and improving safety features. The project will reconstruct Kagi Boulevard from South 19th Avenue to South Wilson Avenue, including building two median-separated travel lanes in each direction, turning lanes, a separated 10-foot-wide shared-use path, and roundabouts. Senator Tester said, "This is a great project. It's a project that is much needed, and it's a project that will allow Bozeman to continue to grow in a responsible way." The Bozeman Schools Foundation has launched a campaign to raise more than $18,000 to erase student lunch debt in Bozeman Public Schools. Executive Director Jen Lammers said First Interstate Bank has donated $4,000 to help meet the foundation's goal. The community is being asked for its support. Federal funds during the COVID-19 pandemic paid schools to serve free meals to all students, but with the end of that aid, student eligibility requirements for paid lunches are back in place, meaning that many families now have an added expense of around $3 to $5 per day per child. Lammers said, "Little things can tip a family over the edge. When you look at a $3 to $5 expense per day or a $15 to $25 expense per week per child, all it takes is two children in the school system to add a $200 monthly cost to household expenses. The scope of visible need in Bozeman has increased in the last 3 years," Lammers said. "Since the pandemic, with the meteoric increase in population and an escalating cost of living, the number of families struggling in Bozeman has increased, and we are seeing more hungry students, more students in need. Historically, the school system has been able to clear any lunch debt after each semester," said Brittany Selvig, director of food services for the district. "Those funds have often come from individual donors who gave money on their own initiative," she said, "and the district hasn't needed to ask for this much before." Since the foundation launched its campaign December 8th, the total negative student lunch balances have already increased to $20,000 or higher, and that debt is from this semester alone. Paying the rest of last year's lunch debt cost about $35,000 in June. More families than ever are applying for free and reduced price meal options, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture's eligibility requirements are based solely on household income. Selvig said, "We see a lot of families that are applying and they do not qualify based on the income set by the USDA, but they're struggling in Bozeman. Families making 130% of the federal poverty level for their household size can qualify for free school lunches. For a family of four, that means a household making $39,000 a year or less qualifies. A household of four making up to $55,500 a year would qualify for reduced price meals. Recent changes to the National School Lunch Program at the federal level allows schools where 25% of students qualify for free or reduced price lunch to offer meals to all students at no cost. At least 8 states have passed free school meal legislation. Montana lawmakers introduced such a bill last legislative session that would have done just that, but the Republican majority House Education Committee tabled that bill in April. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.